Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Ireland's containment strategy to deal with the coronavirus will not change even if further cases emerge on the island, according to the Department of Health. Donegal County Council have activated their severe weather assessment team and all council resources are at a heightened state of readiness in preparation for the arrival of Storm Jorge. District Judge Barney McElhome has told Derry Magistrates Court today that if it weren't for the prompt action of police at the disturbance at a funeral in Strabane yesterday, there could have been a bloodbath. And the HSE has been accused of making empty promises on various health issues in Donegal. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, a Donegal man convicted of repeatedly raping a teenage schoolgirl has been jailed for 7 years. Ms Justice Tara Byrne said that the man, now aged 25, took advantage of the victim's half-interest in him and her drunkenness to subject her to vile and despicable acts. Ben Finnegan reports.
The man, who cannot be named to protect the identity of the victim, denied 4 counts of rape at 2 locations in Donegal on a night in July 2016. After a trial last month, a jury returned unanimous guilty verdict on all counts. The victim, now aged in her 20s, told the Central Criminal Court that the attacks changed her from being a happy, trusting girl who enjoyed life to a fearful, traumatised adult who struggles with panic attacks. The court heard that on the night in July 2016, the victim and her friend planned a camping trip, contacted the man and his friend, and the four met, procured 2 bottles of vodka and began drinking in a field. The court was told the victim was raped repeatedly in the field, and after the attack, the woman was brought back to her house by the man and raped twice. Just before Ms Justice Burns was due to pass sentence, his counsel handed in a note from the man in which he apologised to the woman. The judge reduced an indicated headline sentence of 9 years to 7 years.
The full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Ireland's containment strategy to deal with the coronavirus will not change even if further cases emerge in the island, according to the Department of Health. All passengers on a flight from Italy to Dublin have been contacted after a woman tested positive for COVID-19. She travelled on to Northern Ireland and sought medical help. Those sitting within 2 rows of the woman have been told to self-isolate, while other passengers have been given more general advice. The Department of Health's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Flynn says he wouldn't be surprised if further cases were confirmed on the island in the coming days.
We've been saying for many weeks now that a case here wouldn't be unexpected, and of course then we weren't surprised when there was a case on the island yesterday evening. Again, it wouldn't be a surprise too as if there are further cases in the days to come, but again, that won't change our containment strategy.
Donegal County Council have activated their severe weather assessment team and all council resources are at a heightened state of readiness in preparation for the arrival of Storm Jorge. A status orange wind warning is in place for the county from 12 noon tomorrow until 3 a.m. on Sunday, with winds of up to 130 kilometres per hour expected. A status yellow rain warning has also been issued. The council say given the extent of rainfall over the past 3 weeks, the ground is at saturation point, and with the combination of weakened ground and high winds, there is a high likelihood of trees falling during this period. The National Emergency Coordination Group has met and is advising people to keep an eye on neighbours, stay away from the coast and take extra care on the roads. The ESB's Derek Hines says some power outages are expected.
The last 3 storms, Brendan, Kira and Dennis, it's varied between 10,000 and 40,000 at the peak, which is a relatively low number in terms of the overall population of 2.5 million homes in the country. So we're expecting something similar. But look, we've dealt with events where we've had almost 400,000 homes without power. We're activating all our similar emergency plans right now.
District Judge Barney McElhome has told Derry Magistrates Court today that if it weren't for the prompt action of police at the disturbance at a funeral in Strabane yesterday, there could have been a bloodbath. 2 men and a 17-year-old appeared in court today following the incident yesterday in the Melmount Road area, when an 18-year-old from Ballybofey was arrested before he could attend the funeral. Laura Donnelly has more.
32-year-old John Anthony Doherty of Riverside Caravan Park, Queensbury, Wales, pleaded guilty to charges of possessing a Stanley knife and cocaine, driving without insurance and having no L plates. He was sentenced to 5 months, suspended for 3 years, fined £425 and disqualified for 12 months. Jerry Stokes, 22, of Kearney Villas, Gulladuff, was sentenced to 3 months, suspended for 12, for possessing a meat cleaver. He was observed by police discarding the item under a vehicle in the church car park yesterday morning. 18-year-old Thomas Scully of Donegal Road, Ballybuffet, was charged with being disorderly in Altnagelvin Hospital, possessing a knife and a screwdriver. He was arrested after police received a report of a man having a psychotic incident in Strabane in the early hours of February 27th. He was sentenced to 3 months, suspended for 2 years. The 17-year-old from Belfast was charged with 2 counts of possessing an axe. Bail was granted and the youth is to appear again on March 20th.
The HSE has been accused of making empty promises on various health issues in Donegal. A large number of motions and questions are put before the regional health forum on a regular basis, but it's thought the responses, more often than enough, never materialise. Vice Chair of the Regional Health Forum West, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says frustration is growing among the Donegal delegation. He says the county deserves to get the same health care as other counties.
I see the problem with this is in the HSE. And the model that the government is using to deliver healthcare services. And it's quite plain to see that the HSE model is not fit for purpose. And we need to be looking at new ways of delivering healthcare services, especially the areas like Donegal, who are starved of proper and exclusive healthcare. Here should it be for diabetes, cancer, the stroke unit that's been raised recently, and many, many other services that we have to continually travel out of Donegal to access.
I'm sure from your perspective, you have to travel to Galway for these meetings on a fairly regular basis. I'm sure, you know, down there you get some sort of an answer and then to be disappointed that it doesn't come to fruition thereafter.
That's correct. We raise the concerns, we raise them well. We are given answers to a certain extent. Promises are made of further services and expanded services being delivered. And then they have had compounded by government and government ministers also saying that. But the reality is that they're not delivered on. We're still 6 years later looking for another endocrinologist, a second breast surgeon, a stroke unit, and many, many other services that have been, over the years, removed from Letterkenny General Hospital. So, obviously, the model that they have in place, that Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil introduced, the HSE, has become unwieldy.
People Before Profits says Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are trying to obstruct a left-wing minority government. A group of 7 left TDs, including Richard Boy Barrett, Paul Murphy and Joan Collins, met with Sinn Féin this morning to discuss policies. They said there's a lot of common ground, but more details to discuss. People Before Profit TD Breed Smith was also at the talks and says Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are making things difficult.
They have said all along they don't want to come together, and Fine Gael have been very, up to now, very explicit that they want to stay in opposition, as have Labour. So if that's what they want to do, and they won't talk to Sinn Féin, who have the biggest number of popular votes, and they won't talk to each other in terms of doing a deal, then why are they trying to obstruct a minority left government, which would give reflection of the changes that people voted for?
A leading lecturer on fire safety in Donegal is warning that strict regulation for fire safety certificates are in place for a reason and need to be upheld. Rory McShane was reacting to comments made by Councillor Kieran Brogan, who called for a review of the regulations as some businesses in the county are said to be struggling to meet the high standards. Mr McShane is a lecturer in fire safety engineering at LYIT, says the template used in the county is the same used nationally. While he did acknowledge that businesses don't see a return financially on a certificate, they will have peace of mind that their building is up to spec.
Obviously, any time they spend significant capital investment in their business, they want to see a return on that investment. So if they expand their business, they want to see a return in terms of turnover. If they increase their employee levels, they want to see a return to reflect that. And if they spend money on advertising or marketing, they'll want to see a return. But when you have to spend 50,000 or 100,000 or 200,000 or whatever the figure might be in doing fire safety upgrading works, that's not something you can go out and publish to the public to say, "Aren't I great? My building was actually in terrible condition and I had to spend a lot of money." And they will see no return financially on that investment. But what they will have is the ability to go to bed at night and sleep knowing that they've brought their building up to the standards that are national fire safety standards, not local fire safety standards. So I think that's, you know, I know this is a difficult thing for many businesses to swallow in terms of capital expenditure, but the reality is that if these issues are arising, they're arising because there is a significant fire safety concern. And I have yet to meet a fire officer in 23 years of dealing with them that has ever raised an issue that wasn't an issue related to either public safety or life safety.
It's been claimed that a gritting lorry, which was due to treat roads in the Glendies Municipal District yesterday, was redirected to the Stranorlar area because another lorry had broken down there. Donegal County Council issued a warning that Route 11, which covers Dunloe, Bursonport and Lochinure, went mostly untreated and for motorists to take care. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Osbach says serious questions need to be answered. He says he's written to the Council's Road Director seeking urgent clarification on the matter.
Totally and utterly unacceptable that any of the routes in the Glanties Lateral area would go ungritted and that prioritised. So these answers must be given, they must be made public and very shortly and no delay in that response.
But these things do happen, you know, decisions are made, and Donegal County Council did issue a warning to that effect yesterday that Route 11 would be potentially extra slippy yesterday morning because it went untreated.
Oh, absolutely. Things happen. There was the day before, there was an incident as well where a lorry broke down, and these things happen, and that's just human nature. Our staff and road section are second to none. But if it is a case that our lorry was rerouted to Stranorlar area, the priority road in the N56 wasn't gritted, it's certainly in the public's interest to know why that was the case. So I'm expected that the council will do an investigation into this now and respond accordingly.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and there's an action-packed Airtricity Premier Division set of fixtures tonight. Oisin Kelly looks ahead to action.
Champions Dundalk visit FAI Cup holder Shamrock Rovers in the Premier Division tonight. Both sides sit top of the table with 3 wins from 3 games so far. It's 4 points from a possible 6 for Finn Harps, who play their 3rd game of the season at Cork City tonight. It's a daunting trip to Turner's Cross for Ollie Horgan's side, but they face a Cork team who have had to endure a difficult start to the campaign. Boss Ollie Horgan says the next 4 points may be harder to come by.
You know, the next 4 points is you're wondering where they're going to come from. You know what I mean? Like that's the difficulty with it. With Cork, then with Dundalk. You know, like, and I mean, you're trying to see where those points are going to come from. Cork have had a good track record against us, obviously, over the years. They're a decent side, and the fact that they've lost their way to Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers is, you know, as I said to you, serious teams, you know, better than Cork will lose in those venues. Probably the one result that they're disappointed with was the last minute winner that Kieran Kilduff scored, but that could have gone either way. I think Cork from probably deserved 2 minutes of merit, and you know, I think they look tomorrow as kickstart in their season.
Trevor Welsh will be at Turner's Cross tonight for Highland Radio Sport, and we'll have updates as from the 7:45 kickoff. As for Derry City, they're without a win from their opening 2 games, and they host third place Bohemians at the Brandywell. It's another big game for Derry and manager Declan Devine.
Played 180 minutes and we've given away 2 poor goals, one from a set piece and one from our own throw-in, so we've been disappointed with 2 goals we give away. We went to Dundalk and we were excellent for long periods. Against Harps, the conditions made it extremely difficult, but this is a different occasion, this is another game, this is, you know, this is what we're on it for. Big games coming to Brandywell, big crowds, and I think the way the boys have trained all week and the way they've handled the setback of the game being off on Monday, we have to take a positive side of that and make sure that we're fresh going into the game.
The other game tonight, Shelburne welcomes St Patrick's Athletic to Tulka Park.
Oisin Kelly reporting. Well, the game, the SSE or Tristity League Premier Division game between Sligo Rovers and Waterford United, due to be played tomorrow night, has been postponed due to an extreme weather warning put in place for tomorrow and Sunday. That fixture, as I say, fixed for tomorrow evening, will get a new date for that one. In the Irish Cup, the first of the quarter-finals gets underway this evening. It's Larne there hosting Coleraine. The other three are being played tomorrow. Ballinamallow are up against Ballymena. Dungannon play Cliftonville, and Glentoran are up against Crusaders. In the Premier League tonight, it's bottom side Norwich. They face Leicester City. Brendan Rodgers' side on a bad run lately, hoping to rewrite those poor results recently tonight against Norwich. In the Scottish Cup, the first of the quarter-finals is on this evening. Hibs, they host Inverness Caledonian Thistle. Elsewhere, Manchester United will travel to Austria for the first leg of the Europa League last 16 tie. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side have been drawn to face Austrian Bundesliga leaders LASK. And Wolves, they'll be away to Arsenal's conquerors Olympiacos in the last 16, while Rangers' reward for defeating Braga is a tie with Bayer Leverkusen. The final team in the last 16 will be decided this evening, with Eintracht Frankfurt taking a 4-1 lead into their delayed second leg with Salzburg. The winners will face Basel. And some other news: Manchester City defender Aymeric Laporte, he'll miss their Champions League second leg at home to Real Madrid. The centre-half suffered a hamstring injury in Wednesday's first leg at the Bernabeu and will be out for up to a month. And back locally, among the local games to be played this weekend, the new North West of Ulster Intermediate Cup swings into action, with three round one actions being played tomorrow. The competition is a collaboration between the Ulster Senior League and the Northern Irish Intermediate League. Coghill Celtic, they host Maiden City. Derry City Reserves make the short trip to new buildings, while Fun Harps Reserves, they're up against Dungiven. In Gaelic games, the 40th president of the GAA will be named tonight, with Congress getting underway at Croke Park. Armagh's Gareth Byrne and former New York chairman Larry McCarthy are the front runners to succeed John Horan. Delegates are also hopeful of voting on several motions tonight as they aim for a Saturday afternoon conclusion to Congress. On the pitch over the weekend, tomorrow the Air Grid GAA Football Under 20 Championship semi-finals take place. Antrim, they play Tyrone, and Donegal there in action, they play down at the Loop. Dermot Doherty and Gary McDade will live commentary from that one tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the minor league gets underway, the Ulster GAA Football Minor League. There's four games down for decision. Among those, Derry, they travel to play Monaghan. Tyrone, they host Cavan, and Donegal there in action in Ballyshannon at 12 o'clock tomorrow, they play Sligo. The Donegal's minor lady footballers, they kick off their Ulster Championship campaign tomorrow. They play their first group game away to Fermanagh in Irvinestown. And the National Football League continues tomorrow. The big game tomorrow, Tyrone, they host Dublin. And of course, Donegal defeated by Dublin last weekend. Elsewhere tomorrow, it's Mayo up against Kerry. And on Sunday at Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon, Donegal, they host Monaghan. We'll have full live commentary of that game on Sunday Sport. Here's the Monaghan manager, Seamus Banty McEnany.
Well, we're very aware that no team has beat Donegal in Ballyshannon in 15 years, and it's a very, very difficult to place to play. It's very tight pitch, and it's going to be very difficult for us.
Yeah, 2 o'clock's the start time in Ballyshannon on Sunday. In Division 3, Derry, they travel to play Cork on Sunday with a 2 o'clock start. Donegal's hurlers, they're away to Longford on Sunday in the National Hurling League Division 3A. After a run of crucial wins over the last three games, Donegal know that a win this weekend will put them into a playoff for promotion. Elsewhere this weekend, Tyrone, they travel to play Armagh, and Roscommon, they host Derry. In rugby, Leinster, they look to protect their 100% record this evening for the season. Leo Cullen's side welcome Glasgow to the RDS in the Pro 14. And Chris Farrell returns from Ireland duty to take his place at outside centre for Munster's meeting with the Scarlets tomorrow. Academy back row Jack O'Sullivan keeps his place at number 8. And Alton Delan's been named in the Connacht second row for Sunday's game away to Southern Kings. Dave Heffernan has been named on the bench. In local rugby in the AIL League 2C, this weekend, City of Derry, they travel to play Clonmel, and Oma, they're at home to Middleton. And Letterkenny, they're in action this weekend in Ulster Championship 3. They travel to play Civil Service. In athletics this weekend, the National Senior Indoor Championships, they take place in the National Indoor Arena in Abbottstown tomorrow and Sunday. There's 5 Donegal athletes competing. Summer Leckie's in the high jump, Brenton Boyce is in the walk, John and James Kelly returning from Sweden, they throw in the shot put, and Kelly McGrory, she's in the hurdles. There's no Mark English this weekend. In golf, Rory McIlroy has confirmed he'll play in this year's Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Mount Juliet. The world number one controversially opted out of last year's tournament at Lahinch. This year's Irish Open will be played in the last weekend in May, having been played in early July the last 3 years. Now, this week in the PGA Tour, the Honda Classic's taking place in Florida. And Shane Lowry's out in the course for a second round. He's at 2 under par through 16 holes. Patrick Harrington, he starts very shortly. He's on 2 over par. Leading the way on 4 under par are Jamie Lovemark and Tom Lewis. And on the European Tour this week, the Oman Open's taking place. Cormac Sharvin's the only Irish player to make the cut. He finished on 2 under par. Leading the way on 9 under par are Stephen Gallagher and Rasmus Højgaard. In snooker, Mark Allen was defeated by Sean Murphy today by 6-2 in their quarter final at the Players' Championship. Murphy now plays China's Yao Bingtao in the semi-final. And in horse racing, trainer Wooly Mullins has hailed a retiring Onda So as a once-in-a-lifetime horse. Time has been called in the 12-year-old's career today after he suffered a ligament injury. Onda So was a 10-time winner at Grade 1 level and accumulated over £1.5 million in prize money. And finally, tomorrow's planned meeting at Navan has been called off as a result of Storm Jorge. Horse Racing Ireland say the severe winds forecast for the County Meath course have informed their decision. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, staying rather cloudy and mostly dry for the rest of the day, and moderate to fresh and gusty southwesterly winds. A band of persistent rain will spread from the southwest later this evening and early tonight, with some heavy falls and a risk of further flooding in places. It will be a windy night with fresh to strong and gusty south to southwest winds and gales in western coastal areas by tomorrow morning, and lowest temperatures of 2 or 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Donegal man convicted of repeatedly raping a teenage schoolgirl has been jailed for 7 years. Miss Justice Tara Burns said that the man, now aged 25, took advantage of the victim's half interest in him and her drunkenness to subject her to vile and despicable acts. Ireland's containment strategy to deal with the coronavirus will not change even if further cases emerge on the island, according to the Department of Health. All passengers on a flight from Italy to Dublin have been contacted after a woman tested positive for COVID-19. Donegal County Council have activated their severe weather assessment team, and all council resources are at a heightened state of readiness in preparation for the arrival of Storm Jorge. A status orange wind warning is in place for the county from 12 noon tomorrow until 3 a.m. on Sunday, with winds of up to 130 km per hour expected. A status yellow rain warning has also been issued. And District Judge Barney McElhome has told Derry Magistrates Court today that if it weren't for the prompt action of police at the disturbance at a funeral in Strabane yesterday, there could have been a bloodbath. Two men and a 17-year-old appeared in court today following the incident yesterday in the Melmount Road area, while an 18-year-old from Ballybofey was arrested before he could attend the funeral. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shamer Mahasa Colin Ferret and Shalin, the Priest Kelty or Highland Radio, Ta Emakti Golior, Bartihe, Lahai Shartin, the Gilliga, Fihe Fihe, Don Ir Hushkert, Curran Antogra, Leanra, Lechakenen, Falch, Riva, Fobble, Achul, Frastel, Ersession, Korlihan, Agus Agodjurami, A Korchilai, Major Leshan Flan, Changa, A Tatarinchen, Yis, Conningiliga, A Korkontossi, Sakanter, Channel Hart and Krenu Erin Jehu, Ladami, Marta, Agus Erikaru, Lajeg, Tari, Parka, Ariha, Egan Lienra, Agus Aniha Kerna, Jan Hishid, Asta, Egan Iha, Gielach, Lebele, Kjol Krak, Agus Koluder, Tellu, Egg Sieve, the Hodge, Lienra, Lecher Kennen. Jennifer and Lord Ur the Hodge Owen McGill of Regia, Daravanam Knau, Acholu in Aris Vic Rachtan, and Melfirst, Jehinia and Sheila, the Mivarta. Augustig on a Dave Podrick, Erin Lewin, Darnala, by Majin Cafe on Ejerajai, Higasada Yeg. August Bay Crack, August Cora on Egan Iha Arniel, Na Bohan, Na Man, August Kushla Shanahus, Aberlat, Star Achul, Jacadine, and Catherine La Charlie Cullen. August Bay Picnic, Na Tadiha on Jehinia and Sheola, Ujrahinyeg, Ugazahina Clug, August Bay and Okaj Special Tushin, Urshul Dun Grupa, Tushmahori, August Tahran. Jen Hik Hoshchi Geliga, Kolya Hundi Hunanal, Igor Lishna Kolishchi Geliga, Scholarikti Geltakta, Lafrastel, Kolishchi Geliga, Sauri, Emlena, Avranu, Egtus, Namisha Komai, Tana Scholarikti, Erfoil, the Galti, Scholar Ejerajai, was a hooked, Mlena Jeg, the Ish, Awal Boon, Hundi, Arthut, Nautig, Frastel, Skolta, his Hakundi, Jen Hi, Na Hirita Sori, Aronu, Igranahar Oskolche, and Clar Rulia Bulia and Shah Highland Radio, Bronhart Troha Scholar Doctor Alayed, August Ikhart Natali Arfad Fuin Skim. Ta emakti lemister planal changal tushkart gunanal fogriha lahe shart in the gilig komai ejerisheola ugus a trio la jeg la majin kafi tranigest shuloj throriha agus and leru the hudge and drama maya la nolo galahar ranta agus danta agus karkal kora ta and tola seligulier or foil egan onad kim and years in the dunuf agus ta clar kumsi ha barti ha de jerishart in the gilig Gashlan ran the first year reached them, Liana, Le Kelleru, Club in the Oiga, here Connell on Ectust and Failure, August Ben the Comortish, Afrasharakta, Alinia, August Grievnarakta, Arakta, Komai, Le Hija Arniel, August Shin Elig, Gashlan ran the first year, Le Lin, Sharton, the Geliga. Shin Mahudge, Eligolier, Slan, August Bannocked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, February the 28th. The death has taken place of Sadie Campbell, 31 St. Baldwin's Terrace, Culdaff, remains reposing at her home. House private at the request of the deceased. Family and friends welcome. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for 2:00 Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Balkan, Culdaff, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Terry O'Doherty, 302 Conyborough Road, Lifford, and formerly of Killy Beggs, reposing at his home this evening from 6:00. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday afternoon at 1:20 for Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 2:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Pieta House, Kev Quigley, Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Maria McConlogue, Ballylusky Road, Carndonna, remains are en route to her home. Funeral leaving her home at Ballylusky Road on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for funeral mass at 2:00, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Pat Kelly, funeral director. The death has taken place of Nora O'Donnell Dunluey. Her remains are reposing at the family home in Dunluey. Funeral mass in the Sacred Heart Church Dunluey on Sunday morning at 10:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9:00 and house private from after the rosary until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Lake House Nursing Home Dunfanaghy, care of any family member or Kier Norty, funeral director. The death has taken place of Eileen Kern, Strand Road, Maharagallan. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there at 6:30 tomorrow evening, going to St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11:00, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9:00, house private from after the rosary until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to RSK Door, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, funeral director. The death has occurred of Jim Campbell, Meanmore Dunlow. Jim's remains are reposing at McGlynn's funeral home this evening and tomorrow evening from 5:00, with rosary tonight at 10:00 and tomorrow night at 9:00. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. The death has occurred of Martha Duffy, née Connolly, 146 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Requiem Mass in St. Junan's Cathedral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice. Care Frank Bradley, Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Martin McDade, Birkenhead, Merseyside, England, and formerly Ballybo Temple, Clochan. Funeral Mass on Thursday, March the 19th at 3 o'clock at Llandykin Central Chapel, Birkenhead, Merseyside, England, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.